Alleluia, alleluia. Go and make disciples of all nations, says the Lord. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the gospel of the Lord.
It's quite understandable that you may not even have noticed. But Thursday past was Ascension Day, which brings to an end the 40 days of the season of Easter. It's a public holiday in much of the rest of Europe and also elsewhere, but not in the United Kingdom. And it's the time in the Christian year when the Church invites us to reflect on what it means for Jesus to be risen from the dead and no longer physically present to us as he was to his disciples when he lived in human flesh like ours. No longer physically present because no longer living like us in space and time, yet universally present through the Spirit that God sent in place of Jesus and who is with us now. Although often neglected, the ascension of Jesus is in many ways implied by claims about Jesus' resurrection. So the feast brings the celebration of Easter to its natural end. For the new life to which Jesus was raised is the life not of earth, but of heaven, and he returned to the throne of God from which he had come. And yet, for many of us, for perfectly understandable reasons, the ascension can seem a belief too far. Maybe we're put off by those illustrations in children's Bibles or even in stained glass windows where we see a pair of feet hanging from a cloud. Or maybe with echoes of the words sometimes attributed to the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, we know that humans have been to space but did not see God when they were there. This is an objection to the ascension that we might describe as scientific or cosmological in nature. But perhaps more pressing is an objection that we might describe as moral. For what use is God if, like an absentee landlord, God is nowhere to be found when we need him? If once Jesus was here, or so the story goes, but now has disappeared and is no longer any earthly use. Yet to put the objection like that overlooks Christian claims about what the ascension means. For it is not as if Jesus has gone away and absented himself, because the demands of the world had become too much. It is rather that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, and that where Jesus goes, we may go as well. And so this is a claim that gives us hope, not only for the future, but also for the here and now. Hope for the world we inhabit today, and hope for the different communities and settings in which we live our lives. For by ascending bodily into heaven, Jesus has brought our human life into the life of God, such that the life of earth and the life of heaven are connected as never before, such that no virus can overcome God's purposes and love for us. When God took on flesh in the person of his Son, he entered and shared the experiences and limitations, the joys and the sorrows of human life. He took on a human body and showed us how a perfect human could live, in relation to God and in relation also to other people. Then, of course, we killed him. But God raised Jesus from the dead, and he raised him in bodily form. Not in a body just like ours, but in a body no longer subject to ageing, to illness, and to death. In a body recognisably like ours, yet different, such that Jesus was still Jesus, but now in the body in which he would return to heaven. The type of resurrected body to which we too may be raised, just as surely as Jesus has been raised. Far from being an absentee landlord, distant and inaccessible, Christians believe that the risen and ascended Jesus is the one in whom all things hold together and to whom all may come in prayer. The one who is universally accessible to us all and in whom the life of earth and life of heaven are brought together as never before. For the risen and ascended Jesus to whom all may pray, and in whom all may find that their deepest needs are recognised and met, is one who knows what it is to be human, the one who himself embodies all that we may yet become, the one who confers on us a dignity greater than we can confer on others or on ourselves. In a crowded flat, a busy care home, or in a spacious house and garden, our experiences of lockdown may be very different from those of other people. In a hospital ward, on a supermarket till, or behind the wheel of a bus, some of us face immediate risks much greater than others, and not all of us have an equal share of resources on which to draw. Yet Christians believe that the risen Jesus is equally accessible to us all, and that Jesus lived and died to show God's love to all of us, and to enable us to come to him. None of us knows what the future may hold, and assumptions in which we once placed our trust may no longer give us the confidence that once they did. But if we celebrate the ascension, we may rejoice that there is in heaven one who knows what it means to be human, one who is present and accessible to us all through the Spirit of God, one who has gone before us to prepare a place for us, and to embody our suffering in the scars in his hands and side, who gives to our lives meaning and purpose and hope as he reigns on high and brings our human experience into the life of God.